we're working well as a unit, and that's where I think we were a little bit at fault last year. Where, you know, one mistakes happened in this game, and we weren't covering each other's backs. And I think this year, you see people jumping as soon as a mistake is made. There's another guy there to make up for it. And,
but then offensively, is it just going to take a little while for everything to fall in sync, you think, up front with the top three guys? It's just a couple, is this going to take just a couple weeks or a couple games so they really find their true rhythm? And once they do, they take off?
Yeah, I think they've done well so far, you know, with the limited amount of chances that we've created. Sebastian has assisted goals already. Carlos scored, and Danny's close to scoring every game. So I think there's definitely nothing to worry about. All we have is positives right now, and we have to build on those. And obviously, we want more goals from every area in the field. But it'd be nice to reward those forwards with the hard work they get by getting them some goals. So.
I mean this question in the nicest possible way. Has this team learned how to play boring soccer?
No, absolutely not. I think it's beginning of the season. We're all maybe a little too excitable, and the opposition that we faced have been two of the strongest teams in the league. You know, Houston at home is always a tough game. You go there to play good soccer. We scored early, and then they dominated most of the play, in my opinion. But you know, we showed a lot of maturity to do the things that were necessary to win that game. And then today, you're facing a team that's very, very organized. Won their first home opener, and you know, I think it's a credit to us that we can be solid defensively and then get a goal on the break like we did in the last.
How much did the red cards change things? I know that they lost a striker as opposed to maybe a midfielder or a defender, but it seemed like you guys had a lot more energy after that.
Yeah, we have more space to move the ball around, and coach wants us to play and drag the defense out. And once they go a man down, it's always a little bit easier for us, but we still have to maintain the intensity and move the ball around fast enough to get them unbalanced and out of place, so we can then exploit those openings that open up. It's always tough for a team with 10 men to get a result, and I think especially when the other team, us in that case today, steps it up the way people do.